Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Woman, and I'd like to welcome you today. It's exciting. It's sunny in Seattle, so it's always fun when you wake up and the sun's shining in your bedroom, and it just kind of lifts your spirit for the day. And today we're going to be talking about wealth, and talking about wealth can really trigger some people, thinking if we have a focus on having more money, it will mean we're greedy, self-indulging, etc. A lot of times we're triggered emotionally. It brings up messages we grew up with around money, and we don't allow ourselves to be abundant. Like, money doesn't grow on trees. You have to work hard for your money, and all those messages we received. And today we're going to talk about how we can release these blocks and limiting beliefs, create true wealth, being prosperous, abundant, which isn't always about money, and being able to do what you love, not being limited by lack mentality, and being able to help others doing good. So we're going to connect that to the feminine as well, a women's prosperity movement, and what that means for you and for our world. And today my guest is Nan Akasha, and Nan is an enlightened wealth coach and spiritual mentor. She's the author of the number one best-selling Already Rich, Secrets to Master Your Money Mind. And using over 25 years of energy, mind, and spiritual work, Nan creates deeply transformative processes and tools that heal your heart and your bank account. Nan guides you to feel free, wealthy, and worthy, and live that way now with more inner peace, more purpose, more joy, and more money. She's an experienced guide on how to clear your subconscious blocks to success and give you experiential processes to create lasting shifts. As a certified master hypnotherapist, she teaches how to shift beliefs and habits that keep you stuck. And she's the host of the Magnetic Wealth Radio Show on webtalkradio.net, and creator of the Magnetic Wealth Club. Her mission is to create a world of wealth-conscious people who know how to tune in to the abundance that is waiting for them. Trained in over 12 healing modalities, Nan speaks with passion and humor to empower you to take charge of your finances, create personal freedom and power, and know you are divine, worthy, and wealthy. Her website is www.createyourownrealitynow.com. And today, she gave me a topic of the new feminine economy and the world's prosperity movement. And we're going to get into that later in the show. So welcome, Nan, to Voices of Woman.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, well, I would love for you to start with sharing with our listeners how you came to this work. And I know you've been at it for many years. But what was the shift in your life that started you on your path? That, you know, I know that you're on your purpose now. You're a driving force today. And what drives you?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that I wish that I knew when I was younger, I'm sure all of us did, was that everything kind of leads to your purpose. It leads you into your soul missions, and it often feels like it isn't, but it does. So when you get a little bit further on in your life, you really look back and go, oh, that's why that happened. But yes, I have had a really interesting journey, a roller coaster, ups and downs. And so the first real down, the first crash, or what I call a deconstruction in my life, was when I was about 30 and I had moved to LA and I had opened my own fashion design business. That was my degree and my passion, and it exploded. We did great. We were selling in Macy's and Fifth Avenue and department stores and, you know, everything. And it grew too fast, really, quite honestly. And in the end, about three years later, I had to close it. And if you know anything about around 1990, everybody went bankrupt. Even the big department stores, they all went bankrupt. They all bought each other. Nobody paid their bills. So I had this enormous amount of money that was owed to me by people. So interesting that I ended up teaching about wealth and helping people change their relationship with wealth, their perception of it, and how they interact with it. So that was my first thing, was here all of a sudden I was, you know, I went out and did everything I was told. I didn't have a spiritual upbringing. I was, you know, it was a very intellectual family. It was a very hardworking family. It's very much about, you know, if you're a good person, you work hard and you keep working hard. And then, oh, by the way, you work hard. And so the way I, you know, received love and approval from my family growing up, which is what creates our beliefs, was that, you know, the harder I worked, the more I was suffering and struggling, then the better person I was. And then they were like, good, good for you, you know. So I went out and I got good grades and I worked hard and I started a business and I worked insane amount of hours and I put all my time and money into it. And there I was, sitting at home, and I had to close everything, and all these people owed me money and I had no idea how to get it. And I was crushed, you know, everything that my life had been framed by, what I had told, this is what you do. You just be a good person and work hard and then everything will work out. And it didn't. So that was what I call a deconstruction, which are beautiful, juicy, awesome transformation moments in your life. Those are your true breakthroughs. And we do not have to go through that much drama, but it's okay if we do. And to this now, I'm very happy that that happened. Of course, at the time, I was not. But it got me on my spiritual path. And it definitely, I looked for the gift within that. Eventually, I learned to do that, and I realized how much I learned, how much I grew, how much I changed in that 3 years. And even though the outcome, consciously, you know, oh, I was a failure, that failed, right? But that's not true on a soul or a spiritual level. And it evolved who I was, and it moved me towards my purpose, and it moved me along my path. So I'm very, very happy that that happened at the time. But it was a lot about how we perceive ourselves and what our beliefs are about who we are and what we deserve and whether we're allowed to have anything. So the wonderful thing is that now I can look back and I can see the beliefs that I took on, both as a child, and then we get them from a lot of other places, which we can go into. But they really framed how that unfolded for me. So I needed to get more towards my path, and there were a lot of things that came out of that, but it could have happened in many different ways. And that's why we want to be aware of our beliefs, because they literally frame our reality, even when we're not aware of it. My belief that I wasn't good enough, I was constantly told, you don't deserve, you don't deserve, you don't deserve. So that programming got very deep in there. And even though I was a massive overachiever, always trying to win the approval of my parents' love, and it was never enough. And I had a deep-seated belief that I didn't deserve it. So no matter how hard I worked, there was this inner trigger that would eventually just take it away. Okay, you've had enough. You don't deserve that meal. So that's kind of what got me started.
Yeah. And you're talking hindsight now, and it's so easy, like you say, to do that. But in the moment, at those times, you're going through a lot of pain. So So how do you overcome that pain?
Yeah, you know, that's an ultimate question, right? I think all the world's religions are based on that. How do we, you know, get rid of this suffering? Well, the interesting answer to that is acceptance. And that's, you know, I have a word for it now. I have processes for it now. I, you know, work with my clients with it now and all of this. But at the time, of course, I didn't know that. And for me, what I learned was that what this does is it pushes you towards your joy. The more you, really what happens is the more that we are not aligned with our authentic selves, we're doing things for the wrong reasons, essentially. We have this deep-seated need to be accepted and approved of and belong. And this takes us away from this inner guidance that could make things much, much easier. So in some senses of the word, when things really stop working, and it's like the universe shutting doors, so you keep moving along towards the right one. And if you reframe it and you start to say, okay, it's not so bad because this obviously isn't what's meant to happen. You know, if this is leaving my life, what I've learned now is that it's the universe or God liberating you, freeing you of something that's keeping you from even something better, you're fulfilling your potential in a new and bigger way. And because we don't see the big picture from where we are, we're in the game, we're in the movie. We don't see, we're not the director at the same time in our conscious moment. We are at that subconscious level. So you've got to go in and understand your beliefs and start to recognize that they can be programmed, they can be changed, but they are what frame your reality, and they're what you are aware of. They're what you believe is possible for you. They literally make you blind to certain things and unable to take action on other things. And so as you really recognize, you have everything you need within you. And if things aren't working, it means keep moving. Keep moving. Something better is coming. I have a client who just recently, this was amazing. We worked on his business, got everything going really well. He's getting higher and higher end clients. People were paying him more and more. But he realized he just didn't love it anymore. He'd been doing it for a long time. It was not his passion. I could see it wasn't his passion, but he kept trying to make it work. So he's, oh, well, maybe I should change my niche or change my target market or change my marketing. And dedicated, just an incredibly dedicated person. And what happened was eventually the universe just slammed the door shut and all of his business dried up. He literally had none. It didn't matter how brilliant the copy was. It didn't matter anything. It just would not work. And what did that do? It finally made him stop trying to fix it from the outside and go, okay, what is it I need to let go of? What is it I'm not seeing? I've got to stop trying to solve this problem from that same level of consciousness, right? That famous quote from Einstein, I've got to evolve. I have to raise my level of consciousness. I need to change my perspective, and I need to see this in a new way. So you can ask yourself, well, what are three things that I could do? Three other explanations for this. Three awesome things about this. What are three things this is liberating me from? What are three things this is freeing me up for? So take the crashes and the pain and all of that as an opportunity. Everything is opportunity. That's a number one mindset that I encourage.
Yeah, that's really important. And that inner guidance. I like what you say about, you know, reframing. It feels like doors get shut on us. And if we look at it like, well, one door shuts, but another opens, is to keep our minds open to what is calling for us to move into and to allow ourselves to, because it takes time, allow ourselves to sit with that for a while so that it can come in. Well, you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Nan Akasha. We'll be right back.
TalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous three-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast-forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. The song you just heard is our theme song, Woman of Wisdom, from Woman Wisdom Foundation and the conference that I founded. It's written by Lorraine Bays. It incorporates many of our themes over a 10-year period. We're in our 20th year now. And you can purchase this Woman of Wisdom CD at our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. And there's lots of great songs from amazing women singers, Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and many others. So I'm talking with Nan Akasha. Hey, Nan, can you give people your contact information for our audience?
Sure. My website is createyourownrealitynow.com. Don't forget the now. And you can email me with any questions you have about anything at support@createyourownrealitynow.com.
Great. So we were talking about limiting beliefs, and you were sharing a client's story. And, you know, it all ties in with that lack, our lacking, that mentality of lacking that we lack. And I noticed going through materials, you state that as the number one disease on the planet, that lack mentality. So how do we overcome this lacking mentality and our limited beliefs, which really puts us into that lacking mindset?
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, the longer that I became aware of that and worked with people to shift to having an abundant mentality, an abundant mindset, literally framing, you know, how you see yourself in the world in a particular way, the more pervasive I realized it is. So if you really look around, we're completely inundated with it. It's everywhere. It's like there's not enough, you know, there's not enough time, there's not enough money, there's not enough water, there's not enough, you know, it's always this fear, this focusing on the lack. And then when you look at that, 80% of the world's population is living in poverty, but money is a concept. Money is in your mind. It's just energy like anything else. And so it's our emotional relationship. It's all of these unbelievably contorted and interrelated beliefs that we have about who we are and whether we're good enough and worthy enough and what money is and whether it's good or not. And so I usually give people the most simplified version of the solution to everything in your life. Here's the magic pill that everybody wants. If you can believe that you are good and that money is good and that then you align because you're both the same. If you can believe that with every fiber of your being and have no contradictory beliefs, then you're done. You're completely aligned with your abundance. You're in that divine flow of abundance, and you'll have that flow. You know, you'll know that you're the vortex through which all of this energy comes in based on your inspirations, your ideas, and then you take this divine energy and transform it into whatever. Everything you see on the planet came from somebody's ideas and thoughts. So you have to begin to believe that you're good enough, that you deserve it, that money is spiritual. You know, a lot of the beliefs that money isn't spiritual or that people with money or wanting money is taking away from other people, that's lack. So it's very easy if you start to look at what do you believe or why are you making a particular choice or why are you not stepping up and doing something you want to do? And you can look underneath it and almost every time you're going to notice that you're looking at it from a perspective of lack. Well, a lot of people, their issues around money is that they have an inner belief that in order to make a lot more money, it's going to require a ton of time, a lot of hard work, and they're already exhausted, right? Or it's going to take years for me to increase my income or accumulate enough wealth for me to really do what I want to do. Or we really equate it with struggle. There is this mass conscious belief that in order to attract and make money and deserve it, you have to struggle and work hard. And there's even these beliefs that say, right, well, if I didn't work hard and struggle for that money, it's not good money. I didn't really work hard and suffer for it. I don't deserve it. And these are the kinds of things that are going on inside of everybody, and most people aren't really aware of it. Some people are, but they, like you said, they don't know what to do about it. So there's a lot of things to do. I have a belief clearing process that I created out of 27 years of studying around the world, all different kinds of different energy and healing methods and different things. But it's real easy to simply just become aware of them and notice how you feel. So if you ask yourself, am I feeling abundant? Do I feel, you know, alive and energetic and happy? You know, am I full of that life force? Am I feeling focused and hopeful? Am I thinking about what I want? Am I moving towards my goals? Or am I kind of like, you know, depleted and thinking about, you know, how my mother did this or my ex-husband did that, or if my boss wasn't such a jerk, I'd make more money, or whatever it is. Like, where is your focus? You can tell by your energy. That's lack. Because the belief in lack says there's not enough, so then there's not enough for me. And if I want more, then I'm not a good person because I'm being greedy. And if I have more money, then I can't be close to God. And all of these things begin to snowball. So you have to know what you want. You've got to start by knowing what you want. If you see that you have these certain beliefs, then what is it you prefer? And you've got to write it down, and you have to start actively programming it, repeating it out loud, putting it on an audio, doing belief clearings like I do, anything to consistently inundate yourself with the positive messages. And this sometimes can take, 26 days, 30 days, 40 days. If you do it every single day in your meditation, you have certain mindsets that you program. You begin to soften. You begin to accept them, and then they start to become automatic. You want to install them as a subconscious belief because then it creates a habit that takes over, and you can use your conscious time more creatively. But initially, you have to become aware of it, and you have to know what you want, where you're headed, and how you want to feel. You just have to know, I want to feel abundant. I want to get up every day and feel calm, feel like there's plenty, feel like I have everything I need and I'm supported, all of these good things. So this client that we were talking about, everything shut down. It was 4 months or more, and he was trying things, and he was having breakthroughs, little breakthroughs, and then old fears were coming up, insane old fears. You know, things like, it's not safe to have any money. People are going to get me. A lot of these comes from, past lives, other life experiences, history, things in our DNA. We can believe things from our ancestors. And it was amazing, though, because oh my gosh, there's literally no money coming in on my business. What do I do now? He had asked to go faster. He had released enough things that and shifted enough beliefs that he opened that door that said, okay, you're ready to go fast, and we're going to just shut off where you are. So you have to move somewhere else. You know, you've got to get going, like the mice in the maze. Oh, let's go find somewhere else where the cheese is. And as soon as he did that, he hit all of these fears, boom, boom, boom. We cleared them, and all of a sudden he had a breakthrough. He retired his business, shut it down, and went immediately into a different business that he had had visions for years, and within a week had signed a contract with a publisher. And this is what happens when you get out of that stuck, lack feeling and out of being attached to what you think it has to be and let go. You can move that quickly into your purpose.
Well, and he asked for it quickly, it sounds like. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of this has to go with your intention. It's not just, okay, I'm going to install subconscious beliefs. You have to kind of work the energy because energy moves energy. So it's, and that sounds like, well, what is that? But you know what I mean? It's,
Well, that's what happens when you clear. This is what's so cool about it. When you start becoming aware of your beliefs, you start directing, you start intentionally saying, oh, wait a minute, why am I thinking about how pissed I am at my ex? You know, I don't want to think about that. That's not where I want to go. And then you move your focus over here as you clear beliefs. As you do this, it's like you're lightening yourself up. You're taking layers off of your authentic self. And as you get closer and closer, it just almost bursts out at some point and just starts taking you along a path, but it requires courage, and it requires being willing to let go of what's familiar, and it requires believing and trusting that you will be guided and that you do know what's best for you, and that you are the only one that knows what's best for you. So it's a lot of fun, but yeah, it's a little scary at first.
Yeah, and that awareness, I agree with them. That is the first step. I know for myself, if I'm become aware of something, it's huge, because then I can have a direction of knowing where I want to go. If you're not aware of what the issue is, you're just sort of in this void, you know, like what's wrong with my life, and you kind of wallow in your emotions. But if you can focus on becoming aware of what's causing, you know, what's causing you pain or what's not working, or just the fact that it's not working and you want something else as an awareness, that you can start opening up to other possibilities.
Yeah, it's a big communication. Everything is communication. And what I realized, especially in this last year, but has been prominent for a long time, is that we have to embrace that we're manifestors, we're creators, and it's time for us to embrace those skills and fine-tune them, and then we're not here to create by ourselves. We're here to co-create with the universe. And so we've got to get better at listening to the communication from our body, from our emotions, connect to our soul, to our spirit guides. All of this is here to help us, and it's really fascinating when you get into that flow. Then it's not like you're alone. You really have the highest good, that intention on your side, and this is really powerful. But it's a shift from where we usually are thinking about outside of ourselves.
Yeah, and there is that. We are trained to look outside of ourselves, and you do have to look inside, because that is where the answers are. And sometimes you need support. What we do, you know, a circle of friends that will support you and listen to you. They're not giving you advice. They're listening to you, which helps you bring out that information out of yourself from within. Not other people telling you, oh, I think you should do this. It's, you know, just the fact of someone listening to you. I know for myself, that helps me get clear, because I can talk through it with somebody truly listening. So I'm Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Nan Akasha.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Pray, pray like a woman. Pray like a woman. Every day, hey, hey, pray like a woman.
Well, hello, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and that song you heard is, we've been playing for many weeks now, is Pray Like a Woman. It's also written by Lorraine Bayes and is on the Woman of Wisdom CD. So I'm talking with Nun Akasha, and we've been talking about limiting beliefs and finding our purpose and getting rid of these beliefs that keep us from our purpose and all that, which is something we're often talking about here on the show. So, Nan, is there anything that you can share with the audience, an exercise or something that can help them on that releasing limiting beliefs?
Sure, yeah. This is a fun one to do because a lot of times we focus on getting rid of those bad beliefs, or why are they sticking me? So I prefer to sort of think of it as transforming. It's a lot easier than if you imagine extracting something like a tooth and then, you know, shoving a new one in, which I'm actually having happen right now. It's a lot more dramatic, and it's a lot more difficult, and it feels like struggle, and it feels like you're pushing against. Instead, you're simply shifting your focus. You're dissolving the attachment, the energy, the magnetism between you and a particular belief, and allowing yourself to replace it or to focus on something different. So if you think of it as transforming. So if you have a pen and paper, this is just a little inquiry that will help you. And it's coming from the positive perspective, the what I want perspective. So instead of being like, you know, I don't want to believe that, you know, if I have more money, my family won't love me anymore, real common one, then you've got to think, well, what do I believe? But even better is if you say, you know, if you have an idea, so the common example I give is that if you want to make $10,000 a month, so if you're at 1,000 or 5,000 or whatever, you can put your own numbers in, but it's an easy number to say. So say you're, that's your goal and you're moving towards that and you're like, I want to do what I love. I want to serve, you know, serve women. I want to, you know, do healing work. I want to, you know, start a retreat, whatever your dream is, right? You get your vision, you're designing your life and you know that you're willing to allow the wealth and abundance that your divine right to come in and support you, because this is how you're going to fulfill your purpose, is to allow money, which is divine energy, to support your vision, to support you and give you the ability to fulfill that. So you want to tune into that this is something that's helping you. And then you see yourself as that person making whatever it is you want to make, living the life of purpose and meaning that you love. And you say, well, what does that me, that version of me that's living that life, what does that person believe? What do I have to believe for that to be my reality? This is such a powerful question, because instead of focusing on what you want to get rid of, you're looking ahead of you, you're looking out to where you're aiming towards, you're looking towards where you're raising your vibration to, and you say, what do I have to believe? And you can design your belief system from there. And then you go, well, I would have to believe that what I did had enough value to be paid $10,000 a month, and that I can make money doing what I love and serving the people I love, and I can do it in a way that makes my life feel meaningful. Well, that would mean that you have to have those beliefs, and then you can look within and say, do I believe it? So you start with, what would I have to believe? And then you say, do I believe that? And if you get a no, which you probably don't, then you say, well, what do I believe instead? And that will reveal to you that belief or a series of beliefs that are preventing you from adopting that other belief. And then you can ask yourself, am I ready to let go of that and live in this new state of consciousness, live in this new thing? And then affirm that you're ready, and every day get up and have that replacement belief, have that new belief structure or system or one or two beliefs or whatever you come up with that you would have to believe and live from as that ideal you. And look for ways on making it happen now. How can I believe it now? How can I increase the proof? How can I believe, increase my belief? How can I do whatever I need to do?
Yeah, so I'm thinking, well, that's work. And yet, you know, because it's a conscious effort to daily be aware of that. Because you're saying that.
Absolutely. Daily is the key to everything. And I'm the queen of, I used to want to just, let's just do a big push and then be done. No, your life is lived every day. Your life is lived every moment. You're creating your life on purpose. There is no way around. If you want to create your life on purpose, if you want to transform pain into joy, if you want to be on purpose, you want to do all these things you want, you have to create a daily routine and you have to create habits. And the only way you install new mindsets and beliefs and then strengthen them into habits that you now act from easily and effortlessly is to every single day see yourself living that life, believing it, shifting your energy back to focusing on it. There's no way around it. And it's also easier that way. And it's also when you let go of just like, it's just a moment, my moment choice, it takes away, I'm climbing this huge mountain feeling too. But it's got to be daily.
Yeah, you mentioned that word letting go, because you have to kind of let go of your attachment of how you see that. Because as you do this and take on these new beliefs, It's been open to that new door. What door is going to open? So you kind of have to let go of your attachment, because you might think it looks like this. I want it to look like this. Mm-hmm. And you don't get that. It starts coming another way. You might reject that.
Yep. It's one of the many ways that you block things. So that's one of the beliefs that I install I choose beliefs and I take my own belief clearing audios and I do one or another of them twice a week. I create one of the ways that I accelerate my client's success, which is, that's what I'm always doing, is looking at how can I accelerate my ability to manifest, to shift, to let go, to do whatever I have to do, and is to, you know, to create the focus of that daily routine, seeing and feeling your way into it every day and living from it and allowing it to come from within you. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you, and I said at the beginning of the show we're going to talk about this, you coined a phrase, well, and I may not be you, it may be several people coming from several sources, but I want to talk about this, the new feminine economy. And so what is that?
Yeah, actually it was kind of interesting. Last fall in September, I had met a woman over the summer. We really got along. We started doing some different business projects together, different things together, and we were thinking about writing a book or doing something together. We didn't know what. And I woke up with a vision one day of this book hanging over my head, and it said, The New Feminine Economy, A Woman's Journey into Prosperity. And so I told her about it, and she was like, well, let's write it together. And that didn't work out. We did a lot of different things together, but some other parts of my business were taking off. So I kind of put that back in my pocket. But like we were talking about on the break, ever since then, you've just seen this explosion all over. And it's fantastic because that's what we're moving into. And it's not just about women. It's about all of us balancing that female energy, right, bringing that in. What's the most fun about this is that all the breakdowns we've seen, right, all the recession, depression, this, that, whatever, people losing jobs, industries closing, all of these shifts, these are happening because we have asked. We have this deep core inner asking that we're saying we're ready to really live our soul purpose. We're ready to stop this competition, separation, this way of living and doing business and interacting in the world. The world is becoming very, very small and very, very connected. And as we move in energetically into this more feminine shift, it is literally reframing how we do business. There are more women opening businesses today than ever before, and they open businesses at a higher rate than men. Women are definitely the number one target of all marketing. They do almost 80% of all the purchase decisions and the big purchase decisions. That's in North America, but it tends to stay true across the board, except in certain places. But it's unbelievable the power that women have, and yet they haven't owned it. They don't know it because our nature is that nurturing, that pleaser, that other side to it. And so as women become more and more and more and more in the business world, more and more about, I want to express my particular self, but I don't want to do it in a way that feels nasty or aggressive or pushy. We're redefining business and how it's done, and it's wonderful to see. I've had my own businesses for 27 years, so I've been a woman entrepreneur in a mostly male world for a long time, and the way it is now is phenomenally different than it was before. We have the internet. We have these women groups and cooperatives. But see, women naturally like to do that. They naturally like to cooperate and come into together in community and support. And that's exactly the way we have to move. So as we begin to move from this competitive perspective on how we succeed, and we have more and more women stepping into the power, being willing to bring their voice out and say, you know what, I can do business from my heart. I can do business. When I had my first business in fashion design, the advice I got from another person in business was, you have to screw them before they screw you. Now, if that's not, you know, that male energy perspective, I didn't know how to do it, and it scared me.
Yeah, and we're shifting to that connections. I think, and women want to make connections, and the more of us that are aware of this, the more women that feel the support from other women in business that we can do it this way. We don't have to do it the old hierarchical model. The more we can change and have the support for making our businesses that way, it's just great what's happening. Well, we're listening to Nan Akasha on Voices of Women, and we'll come right back after the break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready?
visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
If you like reading personal development books and would appreciate receiving additional guidance from the author, this unique gift is for you. When you purchase the book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and the No Yes Active Meditation CD, you can register for a free teleclass with Eliza Matadalian, which will give you an opportunity to ask your questions and receive personal guidance on how to find your inner joy and live your life more fully. Visit healingintoconsciousness.com or details.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister of light, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
So welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stanis. We're talking to Nan Akasha. Can you give your information again, Nan?
Oh, sure. My website is createyourownrealitynow.com, and you can email us at support@createyourownrealitynow.com.
Great. So we've been talking a lot today about wealth and limiting beliefs and this new, what we're terming feminine economy, which I think is an interesting title. I've not quite heard it stated that way, but, you know, the economy has to do with a lot of things. But there's mm-hmm. this feminine consciousness that's come just evolving and blossoming and growing. And like you said, it's really, the internet is, it's making it worldwide. And so more and more we're working on our inner core, what our purpose is, and there's lots of resources out there because of this explosion. There's so many like teleclasses now and mm-hmm. webinars for the feminine consciousness and for women to find their what they love. What can you share with us now in our last segment here about women and people? And well, it doesn't have to be just women, but anybody, because a lot of us, as men and women, you know, looking to find something that's purposeful in their life, or, you know, what is their purpose and what's meaningful. What's some concrete steps that our audience can follow?
Yeah, absolutely. Really good question, because right now that's why so many breakdowns are happening, is that we all know it's time to live into our purpose, and everybody feels that. If you're feeling disappointed, you know, or frustrated or stuck or disgruntled or regret, you know, all of these things that that's become just almost off the charts with people. That's why. And we have to start living into our soul purpose. So, you know, I highly, highly recommend that you make it a top priority. Many years ago, I realized for me, my spiritual growth, you know, discovering who I am and why I'm here is my number one priority in my life. It always takes top to everything because from there, the rest of my life flows. So one of the top things you can do is get much, much better at understanding your own inner language and getting connected to guidance. It's, I know my guidance, I do, different kinds of healing and channeling work and different things come through with, for my clients and it's becoming, and I do soul readings for people, I just did one before this, actually, right before this show. And it's so fascinating to get to see what people have designed for their lives. And when they hear it, it's never, I had no idea. You know, it's not like you don't know who you are. You do. It's that we have too much confusion, you know, too much overwhelm. We're trying to be so many things and please so many people and all that. This has to come into the stillness so we can see this. But this guy today, he's just smiling and nodding and smiling and nodding. And almost always when I finish and I stop and I'm like, how was that? It's like, wow. You know, it just, everything made sense. Everything resonated. It put everything into perspective. So, you know, when it lights you up, when it lifts you up, when it gives you that abundant feeling, that's the right direction. You know within you. You know, you've got to be, have the courage to let go of, well, but, you know, you can't make money being an artist or whatever it is you were told, and follow that. And the number one step is becoming a better visualizer. You've got to learn to tap your imagination. You've got to ignite your imagination. You've got to bring your creative powers, tap into that source that's coming through you all the time because you're the place where the creation happens. And for you to be on purpose means you have to be living your authentic self. You're the only person that thinks like you do, that's had your experiences, that has your perspectives, and all of that has come together in this unique mixture that's called you. And as an extension of the divine, your real job is to experience life as the fullest version of you that you possibly can. Because that is your highest purpose. That's how you can serve the most because everything you experience is all fed back to the whole, to the Akashic Records or to God or whatever, however you want to put it. And we all get uplifted by that. That's what creates tipping points or the 100th monkey is, you know, a certain number of people start to believe this is possible and suddenly it's possible. You know, one person gets an idea and 25 people or 10,000 people now around the world get that idea and then preach and it's common knowledge and then we move to the next level of consciousness. So your evolution, you know within you what it is. And when you tune into it, you've got to begin to initiate it. I think that when people become very into their spiritual path, what I see is they become almost too passive. I did this. I became very zen. I studied how to completely let go of attachment to anything and to not let anything trigger me. And this was a wonderful, wonderful technique for surviving and not getting upset. But it didn't serve me because I wasn't being a part of the process. I am here to create what I think I want. And what I want is what divine is coming through me saying, I really desire that. So you know. So sit down and ask. Ask to be shown. Sit down and visualize, initiate. What would I love to be? Where would I love to live? Or how would I love to spend my day? Do I want to work from the house? Do I want to, you know, what kind of a partner do I have? What kind of relationship do I want? How do I want to feel when I get up? And then, like we said earlier, visualize it until it becomes so natural to you. The minute, this is what I do. If I'm sitting in traffic or doing something where it's sort of a waste of time to me, like I'm just in limbo, I can just trigger the visions for my goals, whether it's the goal for today or this week or 6 months or 10 years, whatever, you know, wherever I'm moving towards, whatever it is I desire, I'm very in tune with what I'm aware that is at this moment, so that I could just in that moment tap into it. So you've got to know what you want, and you have to start to initiate it, and then open yourself to communication with spirit, with spirit guides, with your soul, and then begin to do that co-creation. That's when you move from visualizing to visioning. But if you don't start right now, and don't get frustrated, you've got to start right now, practicing every day to visualize your ideal, whatever.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of information for our people, and I know it works. I know when I've had the aha, you know, and something's come up in my, an idea in my mind, when I know it's really from me and for me, there's this knowingness. And then I can move forward in that with that. There's no questioning. I just know, and so what I've done that. So when I created Women of Wisdom, it was a knowingness. It was this vision came through, and I went right away into action. Because when you know, there's nothing stopping you. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Nan.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. And thank you for what you're doing in the world and for this show and for bringing all this beautiful information to everybody.
Well, thanks. It's one of my missions or it's part of my mission. So it's, and I enjoy doing that. So my parting thoughts today I'd like to leave everybody with is take time to look at your limiting thoughts that keep you stuck where you are and allow yourself to know this is not you. You are more than this and you can manifest what it is that you will, that will make you feel happy and joyful in your life. This is Chris Danis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Woman. You can contact me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And we have an annual conference every year in February. This year is our 20th year. It's going to be an exciting. We're going to be doing some live streaming, and we're looking for sponsors. If anybody knows organizations or companies that would like to get spread out there on the internet and live streaming around the world, contact me. And also, you can purchase the book, Women of Wisdom, at www.womenofwisdom.org. It benefits Women of Wisdom. We're a nonprofit organization. And you can also sign up for the newsletter there and get our monthly newsletter. Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women. I'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts. Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.